Sarcastic to mundane. Brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO. Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
We never saw the sky, or tried a thousand times. The places I had been, you'd never know the way I live. She took me to her room, I think I had too much too soon. And when she held me near, I tell you, man, I had no fear. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning that light. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through. Keep on burning that light. I used to watch her sleep. Somehow it gave me peace. And though she was unaware, well, I found some comfort there. I was out of control, I was living alone. I was lighting a match for the wishes I'd blown. Feelings free, and even though the world was blue, we did the best that we could do. A little white light and a little white noise, there's something in the world they can't destroy. I was playing it cool, I couldn't be fooled. There was something in her eyes and the way that she moved. Keep on burning, my love for you will get me through.
No. Okay, good morning. This is Amy, and you're listening to We'll Put a Pin in This. This is also 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. You just heard Hey 19 by Steely Dan. And yeah, so today, I always start off with the weather, guys, and I am trying not to, but I feel like I have to. It's just fun. It's a good way to start. Good way to get into it. But it's November. Everybody knows it's November now, and it's like 68 degrees. No, it's not 68 yet. It's supposed to get up to 68. But I was looking. There was I think last week and the week before maybe, I was really into this. And now I'm just kind of freaked out. Like, I am not, okay, ever since daylight savings, I feel like I'm not used to having the weather be warm and having the sun set at 4. And, you know, I feel like I've been doing fine. Like, usually when it's cold and that happens, it's kind of dismal, but it's fine. So this is making me feel like I would have been fine all along if it was just warm and we had no sunlight, instead of it being freezing. So I'm very curious to see what this is going to do to winter. Is it going to be shorter? Is it going to be pushed back? Like, am I going to be able to ski in May? Is that what's going to happen? Because we'll see. Maybe that could be good, but yeah, I don't know. Okay, I don't know if I explained my method, but over the course of the week, I accumulate different songs to play on air. And now, I think, yeah, okay, one second. I'm going to try and answer the phone. This is always a tough one for me. Okay, so we have press 4. Okay, 4, hold 1. Okay. Hello? Okay, this feels like it should work. I think I followed the directions, but... Hello? This is really upsetting. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, we'll do this another time. Call me back in maybe 20 minutes, and I will have this done and figured out. Okay, so, next up, we have a song called Like the Sun, and this is by, I don't know how to say it, but it's, this is really embarrassing. It's going to be Tanu Kitchon, and this is off of their album Sundays, so I hope you guys love it, and yeah, let me know what you think. So here we go.
Bye.
Okay, so there she was. That was Like the Sun by Tanuka Chan. I really am so sorry that I'm not saying that right. And I know I'm not saying that right. It doesn't sound good. Okay, next up, so we have, let's see, we have some updates. So, okay, this is really random. I'm going to do the same thing that I did last week and then kind of sprinkle these throughout the show. But my first update is that it feels like I got a vaccine in my arm, but I actually didn't, and now I'm scared. But I think it's because I was working out. I was, like, playing a lot of squash this week, and my arm might be having some noodle effect moment. I don't know. So hopefully it's that. If it's feeling weird in the next couple days, maybe I'll go do some more research on that. But I don't know. That's what's going on. So, yeah. And I don't know why. I think it's because it's cloudy, but I feel like a lot of these songs are not, like, super, like, morning upbeat like they usually are. I feel like this is some sad, yearning stuff. I was talking to Carl in the Craft Center, and I was like, yeah, I feel like everyone's in their yearning arc for one reason or another. I don't know. So I'm just gonna, like, maybe we'll lean into it. We'll lean into it. And this is actually not that sad of a song. But this is called Pressure by the 1975, and I think if I were to hear this on the radio, I would get really excited, so maybe you as well. So here we go, this is Pressure.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Pressure, everybody, by the 1975, and that one is one of my favorites. I know it's not ever one that they're going to play at a concert. I think they might have in, like, 2013, but not anymore. That's okay. I think the basis of that song, I was trying to look up some info for you guys, but I couldn't find too much. I feel like some people are saying that it's, and this is not, like, the most original topic, but the pressure you feel from fame. But the song was written before they were famous, like, before their first EP. So I have my doubts about that theory. I think another one was that Maddie Healy's parents were really popular, and, like, the pressure that kind of comes with that. And they are Denise Welch, and Tim Healy. For anyone who knows, I actually don't know them. So I feel like that could be stressful, competing with them, or, like, being in their shadow, maybe. I don't know. But that one always gets me. I like it. And let's see. Oh, yes. Okay, so the show was great. I went to their concert, and I'm totally blanking on what day it was. I think it was a Friday. And I don't know. It was very different from the other concerts. Like, they had a very different set. They split up the concert, kind of, and I don't want to give it away too much. There were kind of, like, two different halves. They played two different types of music for each half, and he was really into it. Like, he gets really emotional on stage. I don't know how he does it, like, every single day on tour. It's crazy. I would not have fun doing that. Like, I think I'd get so drained, but I don't know. I guess that's his thing. Next up, we have a song called Chances by The Strokes off of Come Down Machine. So, here we go. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh,
Okay, that was Chances by the Strokes. Again, off of Come Down Machine, which is, was released in 2013. I don't know, I really like that one. I forgot kind of how much I like that one. It kind of reminds me of Bad Sons. It really reminds me of Bad Sons, but I don't know. That was a very distinct period of my life. Okay, next up we have some songs. I feel like these all have like a similar sound to them. Next up we have Florist. This is 1914. And Watch Me, so I haven't listened to this song in a little bit, but Watch Me be completely wrong and incorrect about how these sound the same. We have like a little bit of a theme throughout. Maybe not song to song, so don't take that one too seriously. But here we go. This is Florist. This is 1914 off of The Birds Outside Sang. Here we go. This one's very short, but I like it. So here we go. Okay, that was definitely the most depressing song I've ever played on air. But if anyone needed that, there you go. I can't even call it cute. It's just, I was sad. Next up we have a song. This is by Milk. This is called Human Contact. It was released in 2022. And again, I'm just in a mood, but this sounds a lot like the 1975. Anything that this band has created sounds like they are just trying to be the 1975, and that's okay. Like, go off, I guess, but... Or actually, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like imitating other bands is kind of lame, but I like this song, so we're gonna listen to it, and let me know what you guys think as well. So, here we go. This is Human Contact, period, by Milk, period, if I'm gonna be exact, so...
If I could, then I would believe me. Should've known I was. just having a little bit of a hard time with it. I'm just having a hard time committing to another day off the pavement. And I know I'm still alive, I'm just having a little bit of a hard time living. I'm just wishing that I could go pay a visit to another face. I think I need a little human contact. It's just me and my shadow in the room. Human contact. And I wish that I could get it from you. Human contact. It's just me and my shadow in the room.
Okay, yeah. So that was Human Contact by Milk, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. I feel like it sounds similar to the 1975. They don't have a sax player, though, so who's winning? Who's winning? Not them. Okay, so it is 10:34, so you know what time it is. It's PSA time. Oh my gosh, some people are practicing in Studio B. They sound really good. Hopefully they can't hear me. But here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in your closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Any guesses? I'm going to tell you. Okay, it's a ladder. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do you in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. So, there you go, guys. Nobody should be falling off a ladder after that. I feel like they always scare me. I feel like the ground is never level. So then when I go up, it's like wobbly. So then I usually don't, that I'm not inclined to go up ladders. I like climbing trees, but not ladders. Okay, but yeah, that's our PSA, and I guess another update for you guys, this is random as well, okay, so I've been watching Perks of Being a Wallflower over the course of a couple days, because I don't know why I like doing that, it's like you turn a movie into a show, and I don't know, it's great, but, and a lot of people are against that, so it's fine if you guys hate me for that. But yeah, his favorite song is Asleep by the Smiths, and I was like, do I play that? But I have to say, I'm gonna spare you guys, because I don't feel like that's a good way to start off your morning, so I promise we're not gonna do that, but we have some other good stuff headed your way. That's my little rant. The movie was good, it's really sad though. And if you have any other movies that you guys are watching, let me know, because I'm trying to get more into it. And I was supposed to go to Florida this weekend, but there was a hurricane, so I missed my flight, and now, I don't know, maybe I just want to stay in and watch movies. But yeah, okay, next up we have a song. This is called Baby with Three Y's by Grace Ives, released in 2016. And yeah, I don't know, I like this one. It's calm, it's slow, and it's short. So, hope you guys like it. Here we go.
Playing that song.
Okay, that was it. See what I mean? It was short. It's fun, though. It's like, I like the beat. It's a good driving at night song. And I say this for everything, but I really believe it. I really do. Okay, next up we have... This is going to be actually a continuation of last week's show. It's different type of song, more fun. I just didn't get to play it off of last week's list. So this is Topaz by the B-52s off of Cosmic Thing. And yeah, hope you guys like it. Here we go. Okay, so there you have it. That was Topaz by the B-52s off of Cosmic Thing. And Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that is way more in the vein of morning music than what I have been playing. But I feel like we have to shake things up. We have to cover all of our bases, and yeah, that's what we're going to do. Next up, we have a song called Juniper. This is by Katie Kirby off of Cool Dry Place, 2021. And again, different type of song, different type of sound, but I'm just going to play a little mix of everything today, so... hope you guys like this one. This is Juniper. Okay, there you go. Juniper by Katie Kirby. And I do have to say, that reminded me a lot of Cave Town, and I don't know why. I think it was a lot of, like, weeds talking, and I don't know, it reminds me of Lemon Boy. It doesn't sound at all like Lemon Boy, but I feel like the parallels... Oh my gosh, I see a squash kid walking. Parallels of, like... describing people as weeds and plants. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing the parallel. But yeah, okay. Now we have like 13 minutes left. We're gonna keep it going. We have a song called I Just Love You by Rue Paines off of the Nightjar, no, not the, just Nightjar and the Nightingale. And yeah, this one is a little bit sweeter. I also have to say a couple things. One, I don't know if this is what I think it is, but I found the Lonely Island Incredibad CD in the studio right here, and it says play me, and I don't know, like, it looks like it's from a movie. It also doesn't look like the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is on this, so I'm confused, but I'm also intrigued. One, that's one. Two, the... Oh, yeah, this is so random. On the way here, I was, like, hearing bagpipes. I think it was for, I think it's called a ceremony. Yeah, I would say it's a ceremony, maybe, yeah, Veterans Day. And I just forgot about bagpipes. Like, I forgot they existed, and I forgot that there's a whole subset. There's so many songs with bagpipes that we're not listening to right now. So I'm going to, one... dabble in bagpipes, and then two, I don't know, my coach listens to, like, Irish folk, and it's fun, and I've only listened to it, like, once, but that also just kind of reminded me of that, so now I'm gonna go down that little rabbit hole, and I'll let you guys know what that leads to, and I'm probably gonna forget about this by tomorrow, but maybe I won't. But next up, we have Rue Payne's I Just Love You, and hope you enjoy. Okay, we have a couple more songs lined up. I think, like, two. First one is Playing on My Mind by the 1975. Surprise, surprise. This one's really sweet. It's on a playlist called Sweet Tea in my Spotify. I don't know. I'm looking to add more songs to that. I totally forgot about that until just now. But yeah, this one is nice. And then, I don't know, I'm still trying to find something good for the last song, so I'm going to be doing a little brainstorm on air. But in the meantime, I hope you guys enjoy Playing on My Mind by the 1975 off of Notes on a Conditional Form. Here we go.
Will I live and die in a band? My consciousness controls my hand. She can't swim.
find something to watch, then watch our phones fall off the time. When we go for food, you have yours and I'll have mine. Says don't take these pills if you've been drinking any wine. Oh, these things, they have been playing on my mind. These things, they have been playing.
Okay, that was Playing on My Mind by the 1975, and that one, I don't know, it's always been a favorite, it's calm, I like it, it feels like a hug, and I feel like they're really good about making their music feel, like, warm. I don't know how to describe music, but that is my word of choice. So next up, we have, for the last song, another 1975 song. If you're not into this, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to do this again next week. But aren't you proud that I didn't play any Charlie XCX this week? I feel like it's either one or the other. So next up for the last song, we're going to do Head Cars Bending by the 1975 off of Music for Cars, their EP. Yeah, I feel like this one's just great. I don't think it gets radio play ever. So here we go. This is Head Cars Bending. If you guys, I'll do my spiel now. If you guys enjoyed the show, again, this is We'll Put a Pin in This with Amy, 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts. So, yeah, if you enjoy the show, I'll be here again next Friday at 10 a.m. Let's see. Plugs for other shows, Stranger Waves, Monday at midnight, The Rage Cage every other week, Monday 1 to 2, I believe. And yeah, really, I don't know. Just feel free to tune in anytime, WMFO. Here we go. This is Head Cars Bending, and I'll see you guys next week.
Bye. you're